Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Claire Lyons DeWand, and you are listening to Vision Works, one of several programs available on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are in a new decade. Wow, there is so much to remember and be thankful for from the last decade, and really a lot to look forward to in this decade that we have coming up. This time last year, Vision Works was being broadcast from Washington, D.C., and our now president, Barack Obama, was being installed as president of the United States of America. I can't believe an entire year has gone by. It has been a challenging first year as President Obama has hit the ground running, assessing the condition of our country and creating quite a few lifelines for people to grab onto and to pull themselves out of the bad business decisions and the personal and national crisis of our country. In current events, the president's most recent challenge has been providing support in Haiti after such a disastrous earthquake. Our prayers go out to people who have families in Haiti, to the families of Haiti, to the people who have died and lost their lives, for the people who are still struggling to keep their lives and to get through this tragedy. We just send out love, love, love to the people of Haiti. And today is also the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who held a profound vision for this country. It's also the birthday of Michelle Obama, which I found kind of interesting. And Martin Luther King's vision is really manifesting today. His vision was a vision that had Barack Obama as the first black president of the United States of America. It's a vision that has children of all races attend school together. It is a vision that has people work together and continue to strive to build this great country that we live in. It is a vision that continues to give hope for more love and more compassion in the world that we live in. Again, my name is Claire Lyons DeVaughn, and you're listening to Vision Works, one of several programs available on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And Vision Works is an opportunity for people to share how they are living and implementing their vision in the community and around the world. If you're new to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, we broadcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on the second and fourth Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. The International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views, and we come together to celebrate and empower the vision of our declaration and explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. We gather on the first weekend in August of every year, and this event is called the Summit. In 2010, we will be back stateside in Baltimore, Maryland. In fact, we were just in Maryland this weekend for the leadership body meeting. And if you've been following our show, the last summit was in London, England, and prior to that we were in Anguilla, the British West Indies. If you would like to register for our annual event, you can go to our website, which is www.blacksummit.org. And you can also see our upcoming events on the website. You can join the IBS social network by logging in. Again, that's www.blacksummit.org. You can listen to this talk show live or you can listen to any previous talk show by clicking the links on the website for the talk show. The International Black Summit Social Network, which is new this year, is your opportunity to tell us who you are, what you're up to find out about other members of our Summit family, and to also make some new friends. So check out the website, www.blacksummit.org, and make plans to attend the annual event this year in August in Baltimore. We have a phenomenal weekend planned for everyone who comes to the event in Baltimore, Maryland. And we're also setting up some opportunities for people to participate virtually as well, so we can bring in our community from around the world. Participants around the world have found the summit to be an empowering event, one that fosters personal breakthroughs, creates energizing relationships, and is really about community and personal transformation. At the first summit, which was held in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991, the participants came up with a declaration. And this declaration embodies the spirit and the charge of the International Black Summit. I'd like to take a moment to share with you the declaration of the International Black Summit, which is as follows. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And this declaration statement was created at the first formal summit event in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991. And it continues to presence itself today in this moment, in me, in our guests, and all over the world. In addition to this declaration, each annual summit event results in a specific question or declaration that participants engage in throughout the course of the year until the next summit annual event. The declaration for this year is, I am the source of my vision. This particular talk show, Vision Works, came as an idea to allow people to express their contributions at work of how they are creating their vision, how they're manifesting their vision, and how this declaration is working in their life. Vision Works is an opportunity to reflect all the different facets of the IBS declaration at work in our everyday lives. So I would like to welcome you again to Vision Works. And if you're just joining us, my name is Claire Lyons Devon. I will be your host for this evening. If you would like to chat with us, you can go to the website, www.blacksummit.org, click on the link for the talk show, log in and join the chat room. Or if you have a question or a comment, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. Again, that number is 646-716-9827, and you can call in with a question or a comment. But if you're just listening, www.blacksummit.org is the place to go, and you can listen over your computer today live, or tell your friends about the show if there's something in particular that you heard that spoke to you, and they can listen to this show live and any of our past shows. In fact, I was saying we have a network of shows. This is only one program, Vision Works. Next week, our host, Glenn Greenwich, will be bringing you Man of the Month, where we honor the men in our community and what they're up to and what they're doing. As I stated before, I'm just coming off of the IDF Leadership Weekend and Facilitator Training, and it was really a phenomenal time. The purpose of the weekend is to definitely get in relationship and also to prepare for the annual event, which will be happening this year in Baltimore, Maryland. And one of the things that occurred during the weekend was people shared how the conversation of the International Black Summit has done several things. One, helped them shape the vision that they have for their lives. Two, how holding on to the distinctions and the declaration, which I read to you earlier, gave them the courage to really step out and live their vision. So, you know, for some people, that meant leaving a job and really doing the thing that they're passionate about in the world where they see their impact in making a difference. For other people who are living their dream job, just stepping up inside of that job and delivering, you know, what they're committed to and what they're passionate about inside of their job situation or their community at large. One story that really touched me was one of our hosts, who's actually in Japan now, has a daughter in the military, and she was visiting with her. And as she went to where she works, she's a lawyer in the service, and she's implementing a system in one of the largest hospitals in Okinawa, Japan. And they had all of the pictures of the people on the wall. You know how you go into buildings and you see, you know, the founders or the board of directors and all of these pictures on the wall. And there on the wall was her daughter's picture. And her daughter was the only female on the wall. And her daughter was the only woman of color on the wall. And she said in that moment she was so touched, because she got present to Dr. Martin Luther King's vision, and it's his birthday, and we're celebrating him as well this weekend, that one not be judged by the color of one's skin, but by the content of one's character. And that was such a demonstration to her to be in a foreign country and to see her daughter represented and acknowledged based on her contribution and who she's being in the world, that, you know, it just touched her. And just her sharing that story inside of our Leadership Body Weekend touched me as well. And, you know, there were so many more stories as, you know, we went around and shared them. You know, I'm not able to share them all with you, but there is such a richness in the conversation of the International Black Summit. There was a gentleman who joined us. Like you who are listening, heard about the International Black Summit through another participant and decided to show up at the Leadership Body Weekend. And so I was one of the first people to be able to interact with him and to greet him. And, you know, he was sharing with me about himself. And he, you know, didn't know a lot about the Black Summit, but something about what was shared with him spoke to him, and he decided to come. And so as we were going around the room and people were sharing themselves, he says, wow, I feel kind of cautious because there's such an openness in the sharing. And the space of the summit is a space where people can authentically be themselves. where they can authentically express who they are, how they are, and what they really desire and want in life. And the summit is a space that supports and encourages people to have that and gives people tools, not gives people tools, but has people see the tools within themselves. I mean, we have distinctions, but utilize those distinctions to see the things for themselves that allows them to live their life powerfully. And I can't say enough. I just get so much out of our weekend because it's like being in the summit all over again for me, and also the annual event. So I'm going to invite you again to come to the annual event in Baltimore, Maryland. It will be the first weekend in August. You can go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, to register. And it is a phenomenal time. You will increase your family. So for the gentleman who came, I don't know if he's listening tonight, but now he has a whole new, his family has expanded, and that was one of the things that also came up inside of the sharing. As we take care of the business of the summit, but we also take care of each other, and family came up very strong in our conversations, also transition, because for so many of us, this has really been a year. 2009, even into 2010, has been a year of transition. Transition in the sense of people who have lost their loved ones, you know, who have transitioned from this side of light to the other side of light, and people who are going through transitions in their personal lives, their financial lives. It's like we're all going through a shift. And Vision Works is about looking to see what intention are you holding? What are you sourcing in terms of your vision? What are you choosing for your life in 2010? Because our vision for our life is what we consciously choose for ourselves. So I'd like to invite you to join me in this conversation. And in our declaration, I am the source of my vision, and share, you know, what are you choosing for your life in 2010? So I'm going to check in.
This is Glenn. I just wanted to also add the conversation of health and well-being. We had a show last week around it, and that was one of the themes that also came up this weekend around family and taking care of our well-being and our health.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. And
we've got a listener with his hand up, and it's our newest host, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the air.
How you doing, Sister Claire? How you feel, Brother Glenn?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm fine. Thank you. Go more on your point. You know, I think that's my vision, to be, stress about family. Strong family means strong community. Strong communities means strong being global. And I feel that's the way to go this year, personally for me, trying to do whatever I can to strengthen our family of African descent. And what happened about Haiti, you know, it's very sad, but this is the time when we need to pull together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Give each other strength.
Yes.
Because it can happen to any of us.
Yes. That's a really interesting point, because so many people are not in touch. That came up as well over the weekend. One, we do get to choose our families. You know, we have the family that we're born into, and then we have our extended family that, you know, we have by our associations. And I think in the situation which is going on in Haiti, and also in all of the transition that's happened over the past year, it has really got people present to being in communication with our loved ones. You know, reaching out to people to see what they're up to. and how they're doing, you know, that phone call or, you know, that visit to someone may save their life. You know, you never know what people are going to. So if you can provide a smile or uplift to, you know, the people in your blood family and the people that you interact with from day to day,
mm-hmm.
you never know what impact you are having on another person's life. And, you know, picking up the phone, or if people are on the internet, sending an email, or something really old-fashioned, like sending a letter, which we don't do as often in this day and age, can really make such a difference in someone else's life. A handwritten letter. You know, it could make such a difference for someone just to reach out and touch. But however you do it, like, the mode isn't really as important as just, you know, taking the opportunity. And I think, as you said, reaching out to family is so, so very important. Go ahead.
And the one thing that I know personally, and as being part of African descent, that we got to pull each other and say, I love you. No matter what you're going through, I got you. I love you. It goes a very, very long, because that happened to me like days ago. Somebody said, I love you, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And it picks me up, because, you know, when you don't hear it that much, you know, you're just like foreign. You know, you're supposed to hear it, but, you know, and it hits home. So I'm for now on, like, if I don't hear from none of y'all or whatever, and I'm going to say, you know, Sister Claire, I love you. Brother Glenn, I love you. I appreciate you. You'd be surprised how that be foretold in the future.
Right. And that starts, too, with loving ourselves. You know, being able to say I love you to others comes from the space of loving ourselves. I love Monique. At the end of her show, she says, wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a great big hug. You know?
Yes.
You know, loving on ourselves is good. And Dr. King, in his speech, you know, I was listening to the speech today, and I was hoping to be able to play some clips. I don't know how that's going to work out. But the speech, at its very core, I mean, he's talking about his vision for the country and for the world, really. The basis of the speech is love. You know, it's love, and it's also compassion, and it's really kind of cool listening to it, you know, when he talks about, you know, seeing people walking hand in hand and seeing people judged on their character and not the color of their skin. And, you know, he starts the speech out by saying, America wrote a bad check. You know, America wrote this bad check. It has the Declaration of Independence, but it didn't include everybody.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't honoring that it included everybody. And so I get really excited, especially having attended the inauguration this past year, to see our first Black president, to see the power of speaking one's declaration and speaking one's vision. And Dr. King, Gandhi, and there are several other people who spoke their vision in such a way that the world embraced it. Mandela. And I was actually in Oakland, California, when Mandela was in the Coliseum and did the speech that was just, I mean, blew me away. But the visions that, you know, both of all these men were putting out there at the time was just incredible to me. And it has me look daily. I mean, daily I'm looking at kind of shaping what is my vision for myself personally, and, you know, what is my vision for the world, and what am I consciously choosing and creating in 2010.
Yeah, you know, Claire, when you said that, one of the things that comes to mind, one of the other facilitators for the International Black Summit, Orin, and I were having a conversation, and in that conversation we really got in touch with, we as Americans have a privilege and an opportunity to shift the consciousness of people of African descent around the world. You know, when we look at the economic opportunities that we have that other people don't have around the world, we have some serious gifts to provide the world, and it's really up to us to, you know, to fulfill on it. You know, the other thing that comes to mind is Martin Luther King talks about being the best street sweeper there is, you know, and having pride in what you do. You know, not everybody is a rocket scientist. And the real opportunity is you being the best that you can be.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, it's kind of interesting because that came up over the weekend as well. This whole idea of how blessed and how privileged we are. And in looking at Haiti not having, you know, equipment to move the mountain, you know, to move the rubble, you know, to be able to get to the people who need the help. And we have all of these things. We have, you know, food, we have shelter, we have running water, we have, you know, you flip the switch, the lights come on. You know, we're not, we have generator backup, but that's not like our main source of, you know, thing. We have a certain degree of redundancy in being taken care of. And I agree with you that being able to acknowledge, you know, our gifts and acknowledge our power too in how our speaking and how our being transforms the rest of the world is really a great observation, and it's a great place to stand. Like if, you know, you could get so many other people to stand in the room with you in that same place, I get you would see the shift around it. Yeah, you definitely see the shift around it.
Well, you know, that's the other thing about a vision. When you get in touch, when you truly get in touch with your vision, and you're clear that you have to include other people in your vision, you get real clear that it's really the possibility of us working together in partnership that's going to have the whole thing happen and shift.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. And this is also good. So partnership and team came up this weekend too, and we facilitate the conversation of the International Black Summit as a team. You know, it's not just one person or two people who hold that space. There are, you know, these distinctions of, you know, front of the room, back of the room, in group, outside a group, you know, but the whole concept of working together as a collective, you know, to have something occur is really a fundamental principle that operates inside of the summer conversation. And it kind of got expressed to a whole different level this weekend in, you know, in how we do the work that we do. Because we are, you know, all over the country, all over the world. And I think if people see, you know, you can get something done by yourself, but working in team really furthers it. It's like your vision means absolutely nothing if you're the only one who's aware of it. So one, you have to share it, you know, verbally and writing, however you do that. And two, there's this whole process of other people seeing it and coming into agreement with you about it. And that's the partnership. That's the teaming up. It's like when you give something away, you know, you get something back. You know, you share your vision with other people, and out of that, you know, you get something back. If they get it, if they're in alignment with what your vision is, it's like the ants. You ever watch those documentaries on ants and how they do team?
I do, Clara, so I don't even know why you're asking that.
Yeah, share a little bit about how ants do their thing.
Yeah. Well, ants, well, the whole ant nest is fascinating, and bees are structured very similar as well. But all the ants that are doing the work are all women, by the way. Okay? Just so you know.
Okay.
They do have male ants, and they're strictly to perpetuate the species, and their life is short-lived.
Oh, my goodness. They're working hard. And all those women, huh?
but the interesting thing about the ant nest is that everybody has a job, a specific job, and each job is critical to getting the task done. The queen's job is to lay eggs, and she's the only one that lays the eggs in there, okay? And then you've got worker ants that take care of her, and then the worker ants that take care of the eggs. Then there's worker ants that take care of cleaning the nest. There are worker ants that are guards. There are worker ants that actually go out and forage and bring food items and things back. And how they recognize each other, because you can run into ants, the same species of ants outside, but they all have a particular smell.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually know the scent of their nest to know that this person is either from the nest or not. And if you ever notice, ants are always busy. They're always clear what their vision is for the nest, and they're clear what their part and their piece is in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go into, you know, a lot more details, but I mean that. But you get a sense of the teamwork and the partnership, and the knowing each other, and the trusting. See, because that's the other part that comes into the interplay of teamwork. You have to trust that this other person is going to do their job, and
right.
And so that you can do yours without worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So if you have a clear definition of roles, it sounds like that's one aspect of it. The other aspect I heard you say was trusting everyone to do their part, and then all of that working together gets the job done and the greater good is accomplished.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we don't know their method and communication, but clearly they're communicating to each other on some level, and it may be just motions or what have you, because they don't make any sounds per se, but you know, they're clear and they're busy and they're getting it done, you know, and it's a team effort. So let's say, for example, you know, you have a rainstorm. Now a drop of rain to an ant is huge.
Right.
And that rain comes into the anthill. And so they have to clear that up or block it up. You know, ants are smart enough to know when it's going to rain that they actually close up the nest holes so that the water can't get in. And if there's damage, you know, if you're ever digging in your yard or whatever and kick up an anthill, you'll see them scurrying. And then they've got to create a new, you know, set of caves and places to store the young, you know, to keep the young clean, you know, to feed the young, you know, all of that. I mean, it's a collaboration. Ant Nest is really a collaboration of every single ant in there.
And that's the interesting thing about having a shared vision, because I think then there's an opportunity for the collaboration to show up and, you know, the communication. I call that the alignment, you know, that unspoken, unseen communication is alignment, where some people call it attraction. You know, once you set your intention and you decide what you're choosing for your life, things start to show up around that. And that was the other thing that came up out of the weekend as people were sharing their visions and what was going on in their life. As they got intentional about their vision, things started showing up to support what their vision was. So all of the other, I'm going to call them worker ants that would get the work done for the vision started popping up into their lives. You know, I guess the scent is like laying down your vision is like an ant laying down its scent.
That's right. You know,
and then people who are like-minded or who are on like path can track you. They can find you and then
gravitate to that scent. That's right.
Gravitate to that scent and things start happening. Things start shifting. Things start changing. Yeah, things start changing. So it gets back to, you know, what are you choosing for your life? I said in 2010, but what are you choosing for your life in general? You know, what is your vision? Taking time every day, and we've been talking about various aspects of, you know, health, well-being, different aspects of one's life, but actually, you know, there's a broader vision that touches not just yourself but other people, and looking in that area to see what you're choosing for your life and how you're holding your vision. So I would like to invite people to share, you know, what are you choosing consciously for your life? The call-in number is 646-716-9827, and you are listening to Vision Works, one of the programs of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we are here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on the second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our website is www.blacksummit.org, and you can go there to listen to previous shows and also to join our social network, which is getting pretty exciting, and find out about upcoming events that might be happening in your community around the world. Tonight we are talking about a few things. One, we're acknowledging Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, which is today. It's also Michelle Obama, our First Lady's birthday this evening. We are sharing about the International Black Summit Leadership Weekend and some of the work that was completed on as part of that weekend and around visioning, because one of the goals of the International Black Summit is for our participants to bring into being their vision for the community and for the world. So we spend a lot of time engaging in that particular conversation. And the third thing we're looking at is what's going on in Haiti. And you know, what's going on in Haiti, and just sending love and light and peace to the people who are going through a very difficult time. It was very recently here that in the United States we were going through a similar dilemma in New Orleans, and we're still not and have not recovered from that dilemma, but there are people who are holding the vision that, and I'm a person, let me put it in my eye, I'm a person who's holding the vision that New Orleans will be fully restored and people will be fully restored to their homes and their way of life completely, like that whole situation will be whole and complete. So we have to keep New Orleans as well in a continued consciousness, and also the people of Haiti, to give them the strength and recognize, as my co-hosts were saying, our blessings, you know, just to be thankful for the things that we do have available to us in our day-to-day lives that we so often take for granted. So if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 and we can see you. I see we have another caller. Do we have someone else on the line, Glenn?
Yes, we do. Looks like Black Love.
Okay. Can you open his mic?
Sure.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Black Love, you're live on the air.
I'm not sure I am. My mic might not be on.
He can hear you.
He can hear you.
Okay, great. I'm present to the conversation that you're leading and just listening in and enjoying the conversation. Just checking out the technology.
Okay, great. Anything that you'd like to share around visioning or the leadership weekend?
Team, mostly around team, everybody filling up the different teams that call you, speak to you. And there's going to be several posted, I guess, on the website. Just fill in, get in where you fit in. That's all.
Great. Thank you for mentioning that. One of the things that occurred over the weekend, I'm hearing a feedback. One of the things that occurred over the weekend is we established teams based on people's passion. So we talk about vision work. People look to see how they would like to contribute and how they would like to participate. And inside of that, many different teams were created. One of the teams is the International Black Senate Talk Show team, of which we are all participants. Other teams include communications, hosts, courses, community summits, technology, which is really, really big this year because we are looking at bringing in people from all over the world to participate in the annual event, even though they may not be able to physically be in the room, which is phenomenal to me, just the technology and what's required around that. So there's an IT, a technology team. And if you have passion or expertise in any of those areas, as Black Love is stating, you can go to the website, www.blacksummit.org, and express your interest to participate in a particular team, and then one of the team leaders or team members will get back to you. This conversation is for the world, and it's really an opportunity to explore a part of yourself that gives you access to really fulfilling on your vision. Yeah, fulfilling on your vision. Anything you want to share, Glenn?
Well, I just, one of the things that you're talking about a vision, one of my visions is to really impact the youth. And I know that Edwin Black Love is also shares that vision. And we're doing some work here in New York City, and it's called the Teen Town Hall. And that concept has been developed out of Detroit, a group called National Black Teen Empowerment Expo. And so the International Black Summit Youth Division is actually working as part of a coalition to create a presence in New York with quite a few other teen service providers. So we're putting together a teen town format that's going to start next month, the first one being in Harlem. The event that we had yesterday was actually a focus group, and so we had some teens come to attend to kind of get a sense of what they were looking for and what kind of services and requirements that they needed. So I'm pretty excited at that as a possibility, because what I see is the possibility of creating each and every young person as a resource for our community, because those are where the future leaders are going to come from.
Most definitely. And I also want to share, when is that event, Glenn?
We actually don't have a date in February. It's going to be in February. We're not sure yet, but I will post it on the website. And again, anybody that's interested in this form of empowerment or any other black economic development, please come to our website, blacksummit.org, register yourself, and let us know what you're up to. There's also blogging available, so you can actually create blogs on our website for other people to view, as well as to comment and send comments back and forth to people who may share an interest in your vision. So lots of opportunity at our website. It's we designed it and developed it specifically with your participation in mind, so that we can connect and support each other's vision and passion.
Most definitely. And I was remiss. One of the teams is the youth team, the Youth Summit, and the Young Adult Summit. And the youth from the summit are the most extraordinary group of individuals that I've had the opportunity to meet and engage with. I thought I was pretty tough that, you know, that age, that 18 to 28. These young people are phenomenal. I mean, at 20 years old, they are running viable businesses and viable community organizations that have impact. Just to share with you, one of our youth facilitators recently had opportunity to go to Sudan, and went there inside of the conversation of transition. Her grandmother is transitioning, and as part of that, pulled together the family, was doing all of the translation, but got more present to her vision inside of community development and hospital health care, had conversations with the people there about changing the health care system and providing more services within the hospitals in the community there, and has a 5-year plan for a new hospital for women and children to be implemented, constructed, and up by the end of the 5-year period, and she hopes to return there before then. But how many people at 18, 20, if you talk to, you know, the normal 18 or 20-year-old on the street, is even thinking about that level of community involvement, community commitment, and has the confidence, the grounding, you know, the insight to implement it and just know that it's a possibility within their doing it, you know, like having it happen immediately. And that's the level of inquiry that our young people engage in, and they're up to some really phenomenal, they're up to some really phenomenal things. The youth are just phenomenal, and I have to commend Glenn because he is one of our adult youth facilitators, and that I know that's a passion area for him, and he's been doing a wonderful job in providing a space for the youth to show up powerfully inside of Glenn. So I just want to acknowledge.
Thank you. One of the things that we get to do is to support their vision. You know, we being a little older have access to maybe some resources or connections or people who are doing the kinds of things that they want to get involved in. And one of the things that we find very powerful at these teen town halls that we're going to be doing, that we found it very powerful at the focus group yesterday, was to be able to now direct them and to guide them and say, okay, great, you want to know about spoken word. Here are two or three people that you can talk to get your project moving forward. You want to look at mentoring. Here are some programs that are available for people in the room. And so it was very much a give and take, because we want to be able to provide them an opportunity, but they also have to be clear what they're up to, what their vision and what their intention is. So once youth or adults get clear what their vision is, then there's an opportunity to be in action, and that action shows up when you make requests.
Great. Yeah, making requests is really a key part, and again, that whole attraction part. Like that ant, once you lay down that scent, people of like mind start to show up that support you in what it is you're up to. And the space of the International Black Summit is a space where people really get tuned in to what their vision is. They get in community with other people who might share that same vision, and the support and the resources are there. And the space is one that has people identify those things that block them or that stop them, such that they can get around it once they know what it is and move forward to fully expressing themselves inside of their vision and having the courage to move forward with that. So it's a phenomenal space. It was a phenomenal weekend. I assert that it was inside of the space and the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King and his vision for us to be free at last, binding of our consciousness or the bindings of our minds from our I cannot or someone stopping me mentality into one that is free to express, free to choose, and free to create. And I invite each and every one of you to join us in August in Baltimore, Maryland. You can go to our website at www.blacksummit.org to register not only for the annual conference in August, but also for our social network site. And as Glenn shared, there are many opportunities on the social network site for you to share yourself and what you're up to and to be in communication with other people who are in the International Black Summit conversation. We will also be having two courses coming up, one in Washington, D.C., and the other in Baltimore on June the 4th and June the 5th. They will be prerequisites, and a prerequisite is just a course that prepares you to be in the summit conversation. If you go to our website, there's a little bit more information about it. It's also an opportunity to meet people in the local area. And from now up until when the event is going to happen, we'll be having Summit shares around the United States and Canada and in Africa, and we will be having prerequisites to get people into this conversation in more depth. But there's so much value, I can't even, it's hard to articulate it all at times. But just hearing some of the stories and seeing the results. And when I see President Obama as our first Black president, I see the results of vision work. You know, when I, all the guests that we've had the past year who shared their stories about what they're up to, I see the power of vision work. And I encourage you to write down your vision and to share it with others such that you can be supported in what you're up to. We have a few more minutes, and I just want to check in to see if we have any last comments from our listeners.
Yes, we've got a couple of listeners on the phone lines as well as in the chat room. So if you'd like to, on the phone lines, if you'd like to speak, just press 1, and we'll get you on the air. We've got a couple minutes left. I want to just add one other thing, that the prerequisite is a entry level into the summit conversation, but it also is a standalone conversation that is in itself opportunity to present and work through any obstacles. 917-701, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
This is Nancy, and I just wanted to say good evening to Glenn and Clara. I've just left the fabulous meeting that you guys have been sharing about. I'm now on Amtrak on my way home. I just wanted to say I've joined the call, the show, and I'm listening in. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome, Nancy.
So much. It definitely was a powerful weekend. Powerful weekend. I'm still moving forward. Oh, and we're having our talk show retreat coming up Tuesday through Thursday of this week. So if you're in the New Jersey area and you see the talk show as an area of passion for you, we definitely need team members for we'll be working on our programming. We also need support in our marketing efforts and some of our behind-the-scenes opportunities. So if you're not one to be speaking, there's lots of other things where you can support the show and things that we're up to in terms of delivering the conversation of the International Black Summit on the air. So, again, www.blacksummit.org, and look for groups. And our group is the IBS Talk Show Team. Anyone else, Glenn?
No one else has their hand up. If you'd like to speak, press 1, and I'll get you on the air. If not.
Okay, great. Well, I would just like to thank everyone. I'd like to thank you, Glenn, for supporting me on the switchboard and for all of our guests who listened in tonight. For those of you who shared, I'd like to invite you to come back next week, next Sunday. For our Man of the Month show, it will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also the fourth Tuesday, we will have the Wealth Club. Glenn will be hosting that. It's about our financial, or increasing your financial intelligence. So we are here. You can log on to www.blacksummit.org. Or you can call in if you have a question or comment, 646-716-9827. And my name is Clara Lyons Devon. You have been listening to Vision Works. And I invite you to look at that idea that calls to you, that you are passionate about. Write it down. Share it with others. Look at that vision. Look at your vision as your gift. That's the gift that God has given you to give the world. And it's definitely for you to express that and to bring that and through our collective visions and through our collective work, we will transform this world that we live in. And just as Martin Luther King had a vision, and at his time it wasn't the case that we have all of the liberties that we have today, but as a result of him speaking his vision, we're on the air today, we're sharing this with you, so visions are a very powerful space in terms of transformation. Thank you again for joining us. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and give the gift that God has given only to you. It's been a pleasure. Please join us again next week. Thank you for calling. Are we off here?
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Jerry.
Good night.